everybody. I'm Jen Garrett, internationally recognized branding consultant, attorney, and best-selling author of the books Move the Ball and Dominate the Game. My passion for football, high achievement, and pushing boundaries has helped me to get into rooms with pro athletes and power players and to move the ball in multiple male-dominated industries. Now, I'm using the same Move the Ball methodology to help thousands of people dominate their game when it comes to their brands, their careers, and creating opportunities. Join me in conversations that will elevate your career, differentiate your hustle, and accelerate you crossing the goal line. Get ready. It's time to suit up, to show up, and to move the ball. Hello, and thanks for joining me today. If this is your first time listening to the show, oh, welcome. And if you're a seasoned baller who's been a part of the Move the Ball movement for quite some time, oh, welcome back. Real quickly, if you haven't already done so, be sure that you follow the podcast so that you never miss an episode. And yes, I want your help. Please share the show with some friends, family, colleagues, or coworkers who you think would also enjoy listening to the show and find the topics valuable. As many of you know, I've done a lot of things in my career, including working on billion-dollar deals, being a senior leader in multiple Fortune 50 companies, serving in the Army as a military officer, being an Army judge advocate, and also being a real estate agent. My guest today, he has also had a very diverse and successful career as an attorney, a commercial and residential real estate developer, as well as a real estate broker in the great state of Texas. Today, I'm excited to bring to you my conversation with Jerry Moody, who also is an At Properties Christie's International Real Estate Agent. And on today's show, Jerry and I talk about how he has built a successful real estate business, which includes multiple offices in Texas, habits he has put into practice to be successful, Jerry's thoughts on leadership and culture, and also what he looks for in bringing agents onto his team. And then we also discuss what separates At Properties Christie's International Real Estate as a brand that is not just moving the ball, but also dominating the real estate game. This is definitely an episode that you will enjoy listening to. You ready? Let's go. Jerry, it is great to have you on the show and inside the huddle with us today. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic, except for battling a cold. But otherwise, I'm doing great, and I'm excited to have you here with us. We've been planning on doing this show for a little while now, and you've got such an impressive background and wealth of experience in the real estate industry. I know we are going to have an awesome conversation. But before we do so, Jerry, I have to ask, are you ready to move the ball?
I am ready to move the ball.
All right. Awesome. Let's do it. One of the things I really enjoy about having this podcast is I get to chat with people who are the best of the best in their respective industry. And when it comes to real estate, Jerry, you are one of those people. And as I would say, you aren't just moving the ball, you're also dominating the game. And you and I have quite a bit in common. We're both attorneys, we're both in the real estate game, and we both love football. That's important too. So before we talk business stuff, let me take us in a different direction. My listeners know that I fell in love with football, American football, at the age of 4. I've been a student of the game since then. I've written a few books about football and sports and lessons that you can take from the game to progress forward in business, in your career, in life, et cetera. And so the first question I want to ask you around this is, Jerry, what was it about football that made you so excited about the game?
Well, I think as most kids growing up, you know, it was a very prominent sport in my family. My dad and my uncle on the Moody side were all American running backs at the University of Arkansas in the 60s. Obviously, my uncle, who owns the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, has been a prominent figure in my life. I played high school football at a high level, was one of the top running backs in the state of Missouri. That led me to come to SMU here in Dallas, Southern Methodist University, where I played on the first team back from the death penalty before getting injured and kind of putting up my cleats. So I've been around football my whole life. I love it. I'm kind of on the ancillary business aspect of the Cowboys organization as well. So I interact with the family and with their leadership on a daily basis.
And Jerry, you get to be around people who have played at the highest level of the game, people that are high performers. And when you look at people, and you're also a high performer, I mean, when you look at people that are elite at their craft, what are some of the things that they have done in their career in your mind to make them elite? And what are some of the things that you do to have had this successful career and real estate practice?
Well, I think, you know, I'm 54 years old now, so I feel like I'm getting old enough to kind of have some opinions along this line. But it's pretty clear when you study the game and you study people who are successful, and I hear this a lot from coaches and professional athletes, you know, you're almost born with a drive that makes you wake up in the morning and put forth the effort to be successful. Obviously, I think people who are average athletes have turned into some of the best performing athletes in the game, regardless of what sport that is. And then I also think some of the best athletic people have not been high performers, and I relate that to their drive and their ability to overcome, you know, the problems that happen along the way.
I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I have another question that I wanted to ask you. I mean, you've been a noteworthy leader in Dallas real estate in that scene for more than two decades as an attorney, as a residential and commercial developer, as an investor and a broker. And so, Jerry, what makes you tick? Like, what brings that drive? I mean, for me, I mentioned, well, I'm on a lot of shows and podcasts, and people will ask me, you know, Jen, like, what makes you tick? I've brokered billion-dollar deals in my career, have seven college degrees, so I'm kind of crazy. And people want to know, like, what has driven me to do those things? And for me, I just have this huge fear of being like everyone else. Like, I don't want to be average. And I'm afraid that, like, if I stop pushing myself, then the world will catch up to me and then I'll just be average. So for you, Jerry, what drives that desire to be successful and achieve all that you've accomplished?
Well, I think you hit on some of it, and some of it is fear, and being left behind or not being successful has always been a fear of mine that I was born with. I think that's part of the drive. The other aspect of it that I think is just innate in who I am, and that is, you know, I feel like I never stop working. You can ask my wife. I mean, I was up at 4 o'clock this morning making notes on the bedside table. Couldn't go back to sleep because those notes had me thinking of something else. And so I got up and started working at 4:30. And so that's just how I'm built. And I just think when you get into business, you come across people who are built that way, like yourself, who are just driven to keep doing things. I think you asked me what one of my pet peeves was in a question. And I think I get upset when I see people who are happy with being just average. And that just bothers me. And I'm just not built that way.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I can completely agree with that. And just to share how you are not average, just a little bit of your accomplishments. In 2022, you received acknowledgement by D Magazine as one of D's best real estate agents, one of Dallas Real Producers' top 500, and you were also recognized as a member of the top 1% in the nation by Real Trends and Tom Ferry's America's Best Real Estate Professionals. So definitely you are, as I mentioned, dominating the game. And so one of the things I like to ask people who come on the show is, for me, like, it's about sharing stories, but also providing our listeners with tangible things that they can be doing so that they can get to that next level in life. And part of that comes to the habits and the practices that you put into place. I mean, yes, you have to be driven and you want to have a level of success, but then it's all about the actions that you do. So what are some of the things that you do, the habits, Jerry, that help you to be successful on a daily, weekly, monthly basis?
Yeah, I think you hit on something very important. And I think I'm very organized. Like, I have a notepad everywhere I go. It's actually a Remarkable. So it's a digital notepad that I've fallen in love with because I carry my notes wherever I go. So I'm always jotting things down. And I think part of being successful is, how do you come up with a process of how your day works? You know, what time do you wake up? How do you address the early morning? How do you take off maybe a little bit of time at lunch to exercise? And then how do you finish the day out, you know, strong? So I think what I've learned is, and I've built this through many years of being professional, is I'm always the first person at work. I was this way when I had a law firm for 17 years. Everybody was usually mad at me because I was there at 8. Offices weren't supposed to open till 9, but I was walking around the offices at 8:59, seeing who was on time. I'm still that way at my real estate brokerage. So I'm here this morning. I got to the Frisco office, which is about a 30-minute drive, at 7:15. And so it's just kind of having that reason mentally to be where you need to be on time. I always like to say, if you're not 10 minutes early, you're late. So I think it's just those kind of characteristics that I've put in place over the last 25 years as a professional that have really helped me, you know, make sure I get the things done I need to get done.
Love it. And the bulk of your career has been in the real estate industry. Let's take it back a little bit. Tell us about the journey and what inspired you to become involved in this field.
Well, kind of going back to, the early 90s when I went to law school, that was kind of a family decision, I would say, because there weren't many lawyers in our family. And so when I got out and worked for a large law firm, I was very discouraged with the path that I had chosen. So how I corrected that was I left the law firm I was with, about 250 lawyers, when I was 28 years old, and started my own law firm with two other guys. And then over the next 17 years, grew that to 60 lawyers in four cities. But my role at that point became kind of the business person of the law firm. I was the managing partner. I handled, you know, all the financial side, the banking relationships. And then that led me into doing some entrepreneurial ventures for the partners in the partnership. So I kind of backed off of practicing law probably in the early 2000s full time and started doing real estate deals. I had a home building company, I had a commercial development company. And so I've just always been entrepreneurial, but it's always been more focused on business than it has been law. And then when I sold my law firm in 2012, I was really interested in getting back into real estate full time. And so over the next couple of years, I did some stuff in technology. I was the chief business and legal officer for a Silicon Valley tech company. And so as I started evaluating the real estate business and realizing there wasn't a whole lot of technology in there, it really got me excited because I thought there was a way to be more efficient as an agent and as a real estate person. So that's kind of what led me back into it. Obviously, you know all about At Properties. I got introduced to Mike Golden and Thad Wong back, you know, 3 or 4 years ago and fell in love with those guys and believed in their leadership style and the brand. And so I jumped all over bringing that brand to Texas for the first time.
Yeah. And you mentioned Mike and Thad, who are just fantastic individuals. And for those listening who aren't familiar with them, they founded At Properties, Christie's International, 2 decades ago, just fantastic people. They have really built a world-class real estate brokerage. The tools and the technology that they provide to their agents to be successful and to better serve their clients is world-class. And that's why when I was looking at, I mean, like you, Jerry, I've done a lot of different things in my career. And when I wanted to get into real estate, you know, I've been looking at the At brand and paying attention, talking to different agents who were working with the company. And it's just top-notch, the things that they have built. They have also both been on this show last season. So if anyone's interested in listening to their episodes that we did, I've got those in the show notes for you to give a listen to, because again, world-class individuals and what they've built with At Properties is phenomenal. And, you know, tell us about the extending of At Properties, Christie's, into Texas.
Yeah. So probably 3 years ago, coming up in July, I convinced Mike and Thad to give me the territory, not give it to me, but sell it to me, of DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth. And so we launched in July of 2021 and have since grown to about 110 agents. We have a second office in the Metroplex in Frisco, which is the headquarters of, where the headquarters of the Cowboys and about 7 other professional teams are. And now we're getting really close, probably make the announcement in the next 2 weeks of opening a Fort Worth office. Along those lines, I have, back when I had a law firm, I had an office in Austin for about 10 years. So I fell in love with Austin. My two sons go to University of Texas in Austin. And so I've been in Mike and Thad's ear for the last few years that if Austin became available from the At Properties Christie's perspective, that I would be interested in grabbing that. So that came to fruition last August, and we launched in Austin in October, and we're about almost the same size in Austin in 6 months as we are in Dallas. We're about 100, 110 agents as well.
And so you've established a pretty sizable group there in Texas. And when you look at leadership, I mean, how do you approach leadership within your brokerage and your team? What qualities do you believe are essential for effective leadership in the real estate industry? And then what do you look for when you bring agents on board? What qualities are you looking for in them?
Sure. I think one of the things that I had put in place for my previous business is culture. Again, that's another reason I love the At Properties brand and how the leadership of that organization runs that business. So I have a lot of similarities in when I'm looking at leadership. One, I think your leaders obviously have to be at the forefront of experience and knowledge. Otherwise, they can't teach and train below them. But I also think one of the most underutilized characteristics is likability. I've seen, you know, people who are not the greatest leaders when you would lay out their characteristics, but they're so likable that people follow them. So that's a huge point of interest when I'm interviewing people, is their likability. And I think we've done a fantastic job of who we've put in place here in Dallas and Austin. And then obviously, I think, you know, we've spoken about it already, being driven. You know, I don't want to come to work and then my other leaders aren't here with me at a certain time and stay into the night if I need them to be here. And obviously in this business, it's a 7 day a week, 24 hour day business if you're going to be a leader in this industry.
Absolutely. And something that you know very well, Jerry, is the importance of networking and building relationships in the real estate business. It's important locally, it's important globally. And so I wanted to talk with you about your approach to networking and your thoughts on networking and its significance while you're growing a business within real estate or any other business. But before I ask you that question, you made me think about, you talk about likability when you're looking at agents, and people do business with people they know, like, and trust. And so that likability, that relatability, that connection to others, that is so important. It's not just about, you know, hi, I'm this successful person. Well, if I don't like you, I don't care if you're successful, I'm not doing business with you, right? Like, you have to have those relationships and the likability, the connection. And that's what's really going to lead to success over the long term. So tell me, what are your thoughts on how has networking and building relationships really helped you in not just real estate, but in your law practice and just everything that you've done in your career?
Well, I think most of our listeners would say that network plays a huge role in how successful you are. And the only way to build that network is to be social or to attend conferences or to put yourself out there as a person so people can get to know you. Like you said, likability and wanting to do business with people, it happens in every industry. People, you know, do business deals with the people they like over the ones that maybe they don't have the greatest initial first impression. So I think likability is a huge key. Personally, looking back on my history, I can't really remember a time where I wasn't participating in something almost on a weekly basis, whether that be attending a networking lunch. I've been a member of YEO, which is Young Entrepreneur Organization, for 20 years. So I have a forum that meets once a month, and we discuss business, family, and personal issues. And so, you know, I'm constantly putting myself out there. I'm going to a deal at the new PGA headquarters today that's hosted by a group of people that I don't know very well. So I wanted to make sure that I showed my face so that I can increase my network.
Well, I think it's important. I mean, I think showing up and being out there and being visible and having those connections and that face-to-face interaction is important. And yes, you can network virtually, which is also a great way to leverage technology, but sometimes just being in the same room with people and having that in-person connection and conversation is so important. So people can see you and they can, quote unquote, touch you and have a conversation with you and continue the relationships.
100%.
So, Jerry, this year you started a new luxury, the Moody Luxury Group, and you've got a number of divisions within your real estate group. You've got sports and entertainment, you've got land and ranch, you've got development. Tell us more about, A, why did you want to launch this and why now?
So obviously a real estate brokerage has many tentacles and divisions that you're trying to help support your agents. And so when you look at kind of the competitors in our marketplace, they offer similar, you know, division. So over the evolution of our company, you still have to find the right people who are going to be the experts in that field. We started out by launching a land and ranch division, mainly around a guy who worked for Ross Perot for about 25 years and has done about 9 million acres of deals for his oil and gas company, everything from leases to acquisitions. So his experience level allowed us to offer the land and ranch expertise. And that's pretty important here in Texas. And then fast forward to the beginning of this year, based on Austin and some of the agents that had joined, plus myself and one or two agents here in Dallas, we launched a sports and entertainment division, which focuses on kind of the full service, white glove service of representing someone who their identity might be sensitive, like an actor or an actress, a celebrity or a professional athlete. So that's got a lot of traction there and a lot of visibility. And then probably one of our bigger announcements since we started this company is we brought on a full service development services division headed up by a group of people that had left a company called StoryBuilt, which ran into some financial trouble in Austin, but a multi-billion dollar company. So they had joined us based on our brand and what we have going on. And so that's been a huge addition for us to help support our agents who might have a client who might be a developer, whether that be a home builder, a hospitality, high rise, you know, apartment complex developers. So we've got several different things happening, projects happening in that area right now. So the reason we added all those is just to become more full service so we can offer our prospects and our clients, you know, those that level of service in different areas.
I love it. And so let's talk for a minute about marketing and branding, because as you know, Jerry, I mean, those two things are important in any business, especially in real estate. And outside, I mentioned that I do a lot of things too. So outside of real estate, I work with a lot of companies and individuals on their branding and marketing efforts. So when you look at the things that you have put into place to grow your real estate business, what tactics have you found to be most effective in attracting clients and listings, aside from just the networking piece that we talked about already?
Yeah, I think how you present your brand is super important. And when you are operating at the higher end of kind of the residential and real estate market, you really lean on those things. And so obviously At Properties was kind of a unknown commodity until we brought it to Texas, but the brand is very catchy. The at symbol is very rememberable. So we've had great feedback in that aspect. And then obviously adding Christie's International Real Estate, 250-something year brand that alludes luxury and white glove, kind of gave us the credibility in Texas that we were not really searching for, but we were trying to implement with the At Properties brand. So together, we've really leaned heavily on both aspects. We kind of think the At Properties brand brings us more of a younger, modern technology feel. And then obviously the Christie's brand brings us that legacy and luxury global network to the table.
And you mentioned being memorable. I think that's so important to in any business, because you got to set yourself apart. And by doing something or having a part of your brand that has a memorable component to it, it just helps people think of you when they're looking for a service provider in the area that you provide, in this case, real estate. So you and I both got to see each other last year during, so At Properties, Christie's does an expo conference in Chicago every year, and they do it towards the end of the year. So it was end of October last year, and the keynote speaker, Chris Toff, had a great presentation. I had Chris come on the show a couple months later, and we talked all about the importance of being memorable. And something that Chris said on our show together was, you know, you really have like 15 seconds when you're in a conversation to be memorable as well and set yourself apart. So from a real estate standpoint, Jerry, when you're talking to people, I mean, yes, people know the Christie's brand, they know At Properties and the technology and stuff, but when you're in conversation with people, like what are things that you're telling them so that that way they will choose like why your firm over a competitor?
You know, that's kind of a little bit of a tricky question, because you're leaning heavily on kind of what they don't know. And so obviously you're educating them along the way on what type of person you are, if you're creating that relationship, and then obviously what your processes are to win that business and how you will handle them, you know, give them a great experience throughout the transaction. So I think from the perspective of what we're doing is we're using a lot of the things that At Properties and Christie's has educated us on. Obviously, I think, you know, with their history and the experience they have in this industry, we've learned a lot from not only myself as a leader, but also what we've pushed out to our agents and how we're training them and how we are interacting with not only current clients, but prospective clients.
And so when you work with newer agents or you come across newer agents, not necessarily even people who have worked on your team, what are some of the things that you tell them to be successful? Like what pieces of advice would you give to people who are earlier in their career, who aren't established yet, on how they can really navigate and accelerate their progression and their success in the space?
Sure. So one of the things I think we've said throughout this back and forth is showing up is so important. And I think one of the things that I've learned seeing newer agents come in is they're kind of coming from a mentality of a virtual relationship and virtual interaction with the company. And we're very, very pro coming into the office, interacting. We have workshops, we have trainings. I'm looking out at our office today and we've got 3 or 4 agents sitting here, and those are the higher producing agents and they're in the office. So I think there's no doubt that being around people, asking questions, learning, you know, and evolving as a real estate agent is very important. And I just don't think you can do that by watching a video or being at home sitting on your couch.
For sure. It's all about how you show up. Are you doing the right things, putting in the right work, and being around others that are going to help you to take your game to the next level too, because you're having conversations, you're interacting, you're hearing things that they're having conversations with their clients. So I mean, every day is an opportunity to grow and to learn. And by interacting with the people around you, that's one way that you can help to accelerate your progress and stay focused on the things that you need to get done.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about what happens when things aren't going your way. Let's say you lose a listing, or an offer doesn't go through that you really like thought was going to close. A deal doesn't go through. Like, how do you, from a mental standpoint, because as people talk about, the game is mostly mental, right? And being successful, like, how do you bounce back from that? What are some things that, and you've been in this business for a long time, so I'm sure for you, Jared, it's like, okay, well, we got to move on to the next one. But for some people who are earlier in their career, they might take it a little bit more personally, or it might be a little bit harder for them to overcome that initial feeling of this negative outcome. Like, what would you say to them, or what are some things that you've done throughout your career to help you kind of forget about that and focus on the next thing?
Yeah, I think this boils down to kind of being in sports growing up is you just have to get back up and know the next play's coming and be optimistic. I'm very, very optimistic. Obviously, I've seen a lot of things not go my way, but for some reason, you know, based on how I've been raised and how I look at life, as I get up and I just almost, if it means starting over, then I'll start over the next day and just go back through my processes. But I think being optimistic is something that can be learned. I think I listen to motivational speakers, you know, on podcasts, I read books, I do all kinds of things to keep me mentally strong, just so that when things do maybe not go my way, you know, I have some sort of mental capacity to correct that in my mind. And so I can wake up and do it again and not have that burden me.
Yeah. And when you have that positive mindset, that optimism, it makes it easier to not get stuck in these things that aren't going your way. And you can just keep push through it and remember that there's other things to focus on. There are good things that you're dealing with as well. But it's so easy for us to get lost in the negative sometimes.
Correct. And I think another important thing that I've witnessed and I believe is surround yourself by other people of like mind. So I've seen where some people who are positive, but they're hanging out with the wrong group of agents or whatnot that kind of don't have the same mentality as that agent, it almost pulls them down. And then I've also seen the opposite happen, where an agent might need some confidence and they're hanging around really positive people. And I think that pulls them up to that level.
Oh, absolutely. So, Jerry, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have some fun with some questions from my 2-minute drill. We'll be right back.
You already know how to move the ball. Now it's time to dominate the game. In my latest book, Dominate the Game, I uncover the strategies of top performers that are proven to tackle procrastination, break through barriers, and more, giving you the confidence to go after everything you want. Life is about more than just showing up. It's about differentiating, elevating, and dominating. So here's the deal. Grab your copy of Dominate the Game today and get your playbook for success. Make this next year the year you dominate in every aspect of your life. Because remember, the game is yours to conquer.
All right, Jerry, we are back. Are you ready for me to take you through my 2-minute drill?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. The first question is, what did you want to be when you were 10 years old?
Surprisingly, I wanted to be an architect.
Oh, very nice. What 3 words would you use to describe yourself?
I would say driven, optimistic, and this last one is kind of funny because my kids had to tell me what it meant, but I had someone tell me I had Riz the other day, and I didn't know what Riz was, but they said charismatic, and that's the new term for this younger generation is Riz.
Oh, I have not heard that before. I'm surprised. Being around a lot of the younger pro athletes that I get to be around, I've not heard that term. So I learned something new today. Next question is, why are you worth knowing?
I think we hit on this. And I think based on how I've lived my life, I think I have a wonderful network. And so I'm always here for clients, friends, family, prospects to help them. And surprisingly, I think through the years, I have a pretty big network all the way from different cities throughout the U.S. or even international. I went to Southern Methodist University, so I have a lot of people who come there that are from different cities. So I think that's really helped me.
Nice. Who would play you in a movie about your life?
Matt Damon.
Oh, that's a great choice. The next question would be, what would that movie be called?
Determined.
Oh, you put some thought into these things. Those are great answers. All right. The next question is, what is one thing that most people don't know about you?
Probably, I used to be a pretty good tennis player.
Oh, very nice. Do you prefer singles or doubles?
I always was playing singles back through the day.
Okay. I played high school tennis. I was on the tennis team. Haven't played much since, but I used to play quite a bit. The next question is, what is a pet peeve of yours? And you mentioned it before, but share with us again.
I have a pet peeve of lazy people or people that are okay not giving 100%. Drives me crazy.
All right. So I got a couple bonus questions. The first question is, would you rather travel 100 years in the future or 100 years in the past, and why?
I'd rather go 100 years in the past. And it might be because I love all these shows like Yellowstone and all the stuff in 1883 and 1923.
Okay. And then the next question is, you have 24 hours and a private plane that is taking you anywhere. Where would you go?
Probably go to Europe. Probably Paris.
Okay. That's a great place to go. I like going to Europe and seeing architecture. The last bonus question that I'll ask you is, you're having a dinner party and you can invite three famous people, living or deceased, to have a conversation. Who would those three people be and why?
One would be Matt Damon, just because he's my favorite actor. The other one would be probably Albert Einstein, because I'm intrigued by everything that he's done and created. And then the third person, I need a funny person there, keep us all laughing. Maybe, what's his name? Rogan. He has a great podcast.
Oh, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be a fun dinner.
Yeah. So we're looking at closing our show here in a few minutes, but I got a couple other questions for you as you look forward for the rest of the year, because we still have a lot of time to keep the ball moving. What are some of the things that you're really excited about? I mean, you shared with your divisions and some projects you've got going on there, but what else excites you about the rest of this year and what you want to do?
I think I just love what's happening with our company, with the culture, with the agents we're adding. We're really picking up momentum in both Dallas and Austin. So I'm really eager to see what we look like in about 12 to 24 months.
Oh, love it. And then let people know, Jerry, where are you at on social media? Tell us more about where people can learn more about your real estate team and all that, so we can put that in the show notes.
Sure. So real estate, our company is at Properties TX. That's on Instagram and Facebook. My personal is at Jay Moody. And then my team is called Moody Luxury Group. So our handle is at Moody Lux, L-U-X. That should get you everywhere you need to go for real estate. And then obviously my LinkedIn account is just Jerry Moody.
Perfect. And again, we'll have those in the show notes so people can follow you on your journey, keep up with all the great things that your real estate team is doing as well too. So Jerry, as we look to close the show, any last thoughts for our listeners?
No, this was great. And I really, really appreciate you having me on. You know, I love how you handled this podcast. It's fun. Anytime you want me back, I'll be glad to do it.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Well, Jerry, thanks again so much for being on the show. And thanks to everyone for listening to today's episode. Once again, go check the show notes, because we've got all of Jerry and his team's links there for you. Also have links to Mike Golden and Thad Wong's podcasts, who are the founders of At Properties, Christie's International Real Estate. And then I'm also going to have in there that podcast episode that Chris Tuff did talking about being memorable, because the other thing he talks about is how not to be an asshole, which goes all about effective networking. So I think you guys will find that one to be great as well. If you haven't already checked those out, go check them out. And thanks again for listening. We will catch you next time. Until then, make sure that you suit up, you show up, and you move the ball. Thanks for listening to today's show. If you found this episode to be helpful, do me a favor, leave me a review, and also share the show with a few friends too. Next, if you're looking to take your career to that next level, unlocking the path to executive heights and high income opportunities, go to www.thenextfirstdown.com and join the newsletter. This will give you priority access to tips and strategies that will help you accelerate your career today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. As always, I'm here to be in your corner and help you to move the ball. Until next time.